Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome day to Zed with me, Sister Zainab, on IB English Radio. And obviously the title is something that, you know, this is what we're all about, really. We're supposed to be trying to please Allah. If we please the people, if they're happy with what we do, so be it, wonderful. But obviously it's all about pleasing Allah. We should not do anything, really, in order to just please the people. So I'm referring here to using a reference to a story from the life of the famous martyr Ibrahim Hadi. So he, for example, he was working in one of the stores of the bazaar in Tehran, and a friend saw him carrying heavy boxes on his shoulders. So he would really get stuck in and just work, do heavy manual work. And obviously he had the build and the fitness to do this anyway. So the friend actually told him, though, not to carry those boxes. And the friend said, this is just work for manual laborers. Why are you doing this? Because Ibrahim Hadi was also an athlete. But Ibrahim Hadi said, no, there's nothing wrong with working. Not working is bad. And he also said that this work was good for him. And something really important here. So one point Ibrahim Hadi made, and he literally said, it makes me sure that I'm nothing. It takes away my pride. And obviously this is a, what can we say? This is something very special, because if pride and arrogance grows in us even a little bit, we really are in, let's say, great danger when it comes to even the barzakh, and obviously the our hereafter, but the barzakh too. Because obviously just like a smallest amount of arrogance can give us huge issues. And we're not going to be admitted to paradise if we have any arrogance left in us. So Ibrahim Hadi's one way of dealing with this, to prevent this from happening, is to do work that really sort of kept him amongst, you know, normal people, not thinking that he was different, not thinking he was special. Welcome back. This is A to Z and IB English Radio. So I'm talking about how we please Allah, not the people. And there's many other things I'm actually talking about here too. And that is that, yeah, so we need to do some things to take away the arrogance and the pride in us. And obviously I've been talking about this example from life of the martyr Ibrahim Hadi, who would even do heavy manual labor, just carry boxes the way all the other manual laborers in the bazaar in Tehran were doing. And obviously we know that some other martyrs would do similar things, even when they were commanders during the Holy Defense War. They would go out and even pick up the rubbish and others, people, soldiers who were below them, who didn't realize they were commanders. They would say, why are you doing that? You don't have to do that. Or they would actually refuse to do it. So this is like one little thing that obviously the people who are on the path to become closer to Allah, to purify themselves, they use this little, let's say it's a little trick. You know, how can we keep ourselves humble? And I'm just trying to say, I don't, obviously, even just sort of manual things. So what can we do? You know, maybe we can't carry heavy boxes for sure. I know I have carried heavy furniture, but I don't think that was at that point in order to purify myself. That was probably just to sort of say that, oh, I can do it. I don't need someone to help. But if we do these sorts of things and to just sort of, and the very colloquial way of describing it is to say we muck in. We do whatever's required. And some communities are actually very good at this. They'll say that, you know, look, let's all get together and we're going to clear all the rubbish. Like, for example, in the local park where my family are, there's also a lake, and sometimes even the local community or the school kids will get together and they'll have an afternoon just picking up the rubbish. Yeah, obviously we don't like picking up rubbish. Isn't very nice, is it? But we do it, and it probably does ground us. And obviously Ibrahim Hadi says that, you know, we should do things that if God sees us, he will like us. And so maybe we can bear these things in mind next time we think, oh, I'm just becoming a bit too arrogant. So let's work on getting back to reality and back to the ground, basically. So inshallah, you've gained a few tips from that, and I look forward to welcoming you back to another episode of A to Z here on IRB English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.